From Milwaukee to Superior, there are 18 Wisconsin pharmacies taking part in the so-called Earth Day Challenge. The idea is to take out-of-date or unused prescriptions to a drop-off site. When the challenge is done at the end of the month, barrels of drugs will be shipped to a special medical waste incinerator in St. Louis. At a kickoff event in Green Bay, the EPA's regional office said the focus is on the Great Lakes because it's the world's largest source of fresh water, and a lot of people get their drinking water from it. Also, Richard Carl says trace amounts of drugs are showing up in fish.
It has not been totally determined, you know, what the effects are, but it's something that is absolutely being studied, and I would say as the science gets better, we'll have a better understanding of the relationship between the material in the water and the effects on aquatic species.
The EPA has set the goal of getting 1 million old pills out of medicine cabinets. Wes Damrow is Brown County's recycling manager. He says up to 60% of prescribed medications are never ingested, and the leftovers pose many risks.
And obviously we're here for the environmental impacts of improperly disposing those drugs, so we want to take care of that. But that stockpile we're creating in our homes also leads to issues with theft. It leads to potentials for abuse. It also leads to accidental poisonings.
The collection sites will accept almost any sort of old drugs, including inhalers and pet medicines. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.